a person who has appreciation for Tisha B'Av, he receives the Shabbos Nachamu. He has the Nechama, and eventually will see the ultimate Nechama. But besides the ultimate Nechama, which Am Yisrael will have, Bezer Hashem, B'Korev, there is the flow of time. We have a 9 days, we have a Tisha B'Av, and now we're in the midst of days which are called Shiva D'Nechemta, 7 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, days that are filled with Nechama. Actually, what brings about Nechama for every Jewish person in particular is the appreciation of Tisha B'Av. When you have an appreciation for Tisha B'Av, then you can participate in the Nechama. Tisha B'Av itself, we know, is called a Moed, a Yom Tov. The day Yom Tov is a play on the word Vayar Elokim Esor Ki Tov. Yom Tov is a day of light. Tisha B'Av is a day of enlightenment. When we live in our generations, and Chazal tell us that the Olam Hazeh is Daim Al-Khoshech. We live in a darkness. Just like the world as in a whole lives in a darkness. We have an appreciation many times for the darkness of the world. Sometimes we meet a person, a professional ball player, a person who's absolutely convinced. He lives his game, and he feels that someone who never hit a home run, that's what the person that Shlomo Melech said, "B'choshech bo, b'choshech cholechu, b'choshech shmo yichot." The most beautiful, the most delicious purpose of creation is to hit a home run. Many of us believe that a person was created for music, to enjoy music. Many of us believe that a person was created to draw a beautiful picture. And we realize it's a choshech. The purpose of a person's creation, at least we have the appreciation, is something deeper, to something greater. And a person can live 70 years and can walk around in Hashem's world and never have an inkling what it's all about. We live in a world that is a cloud of choshech. And we, as Am Yisrael, that the Torah and the mitzvahs enlightened the choshech to us for a certain extent, we must realize that many of us live also in Choshech. Of course, there are madregas of Choshech. Yom Tovim come and enlighten the Choshech, Yom Tov. And one of the days that are very special in lighting Choshech is Tisha B'Av. Many of us walk around in Hashem's world, in our world. Some of us have Tisha B'Av 365 days a year. Many of us have a lot of Tisha B'Avs. Many of us don't have so many Tisha B'Avs. Many of us live in semi-happiness. Of course, who today has happiness? But Tisha B'Av is a day when we have the beautiful realization of Rachem al Tzion ki hibeis chayenu. V'aluvas nefesh teishia, that without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without the closeness of Hashem, our nefesh is oluv. Mashiach is ruach apenu, is the breath of our noses. And many of us can live in Hashem's world and not realize what we are missing. And Tisha B'Av comes and we have the realization that our life, the core of our life, is the closeness to Hashem. And this is for us a Yom Tov. And at this Yom Tov comes a Shabbos Nachamu. Now let me speak a little more in particular. What is the special message of Tisha B'Av? Actually, we know that Am Yisrael, the Jewish people, are misgalgel, are rolling from generation to generation. We all have the realization that today is not like once, like the past. This is one of the essentials of Judaism. One of the great differences between Yiddishkeit and other and all secular understandings. In the secular world, the world feels that as the generations go backwards, as we looked in the past, we see our ancestors, we see previous generations smaller, less wise, less educated, etc., etc. Am Yisrael is very special that we see our past and we have very great gagulim to our past. We realize that today is not the generation of the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim is not the generation of Rebbe Akiva Eiger. Rebbe Akiva Eiger is not the generation of Rashi. Rashi is not the generation of Rava and Abaya. And etc., etc., till we come to the days of the Beit HaMikdash. By us, the past, we see the past as a glorious past of Am Yisrael. We see ourselves go lower and lower as generations continue. But still, it's a fact, as we say, there's nothing you can do about it, you can't hold back time. The past is past and today is today. And many of us think about it, and maybe we even discuss it and talk about it. We have to live with the Metzius, we have to live with the facts. We don't have the past. There's a famous story brought down in the Sefer Teres HaChatos. It's brought down from the Ramah HaKadosh, from the Ramah, so we can know that it's the same as the Meisef. Yirmiyahu HaNavi met Plato. I think the way it's discussed in Hebrew, it's Plato. Great philosopher. And he saw Yirmiyahu was crying, was sitting and weeping on the Churban. And Plato told Yirmiyahu, says, you are the great wise man of the Jewish people. Don't you know that it's not wise to cry at something that happened? If you go in the street and you're carrying a bottle of milk and it just smashes, just don't stand and cry about it, because it's not gonna revive it from the ground. If you see something broke, just go continue life. You great wise man, why are you crying at something which happened? And besides, what are you crying about? On Eitzim Va'avonim? On woods and stones. The house was destroyed. The temple was destroyed. But the spirit can be revived. What are you crying about? Yirmiyahu answered on the second question. And as the story goes, if Yirmiyahu told him, you're a wise man, you probably have a lot of problems. Express some of your problems to me. And the philosopher was telling him this problem, this philosophy, this question. And as could be understood, Yirmiyahu, with several few words, put in very extremely genius insights. And as the Rishonim bring down the story, the philosopher didn't know whether it was day or night. He didn't know whether this is a man or an angel. He saw such great wisdom. And Yirmiyahu said, this wisdom which you see in me, this all came from this temple. This was not stone and wood. And the first question that you asked, why do I cry on something which was destroyed? On this I can't answer you. This you can't understand. This is not for a guy to understand. Now, what I'm trying to introduce today, Beis Hashem, in this lecture is, what Yirmiyahu, I don't know what Yirmiyahu didn't tell the philosopher. I mean, how could we know the greatness of Yirmiyahu? But when Yirmiyahu told us, Meyiten Reishi Mayim, Ve'eini Mikor Dimo, Ve'efke Yoimam V'Layla Achalai Bas Ami. When Yirmiyahu expressed himself, he says, Ribbono Shel Olam, Meyiten, I wish, Reishi, this head was water. Now, it's not just an expression. Yirmiyahu's mind, Yirmiyahu's head, and this head was a place of Nevuah. This head was a place of Kedusha. Me Yitain, I wish that this was just a well of water. The Evki Yemon V'Layla Achali Bas Ami. I would cry day and night. What is the great accomplishment of this crying? And the simple answer is, When someone has yearning for something, by definition, he is connected to that something. When we yearn for our past, that is a connection to this, on our past. The yearning of the Beis HaMikdash is a thin thread that connects us to the Beis HaMikdash. Chas v'sholem, if the Jewish people will stop yearning for the Beis HaMikdash, will stop yearning for the ones which we enjoyed tens and hundreds and thousands of years ago, each generation in this particular, then we are torn apart, torn away from that past. As much as we yearn for that, then we are there, to a certain extent. Many times, there's many in the audience who, with the previous seminars, I always say over a Gvaldik Gvard, one of the great Mukubalim, 800 years ago, less, 600 years ago. And the Pasuk in the end of Parshas Vayishlach, when there is very delicate remazim, very delicate hints of the cycle of the world, and the Torah tells us in the end of Vayishlach, a very unnoticeable parsha, the Torah tells us that there were Eloh HaMelochim Asher Molchu Be'eretz Edom, that there were the kings that reigned in the kingdom of Edom, Lifnei Moloch Melech Lifnei Yisrael. And the Torah starts off Vayimloich Vayomos Vayimloich, there was a Chusham, several, all the names of the seven kings that were Vayimloich Vayomos. And the eighth king, the Torah tells us, Vayimloich Hadar. And we have the Kabbalah from thousands of years ago from Har Sinai, that this very unnoticeable parsha is actually telling us the history of all the world. There were seven kings, Keneged the Shevis Mebereshis, Keneged the whole cycle of the world, that reigned and died. The generations change. At the end of generations, there will be a king called Hadar. Hadar is beauty. Pre-Ace Hadar is the Esrei, and we have the Kabbalah that this refers to the Melech HaMashiach. At the end of generations, the Melech HaMashiach will rise. And if you notice in the Pasuk, it does not say Vayomos. It says the only one that mentions the name of the Isha, of his wife, which is a completion. Ish v'Isha, when there's Sholem b'neihem, there's Shechina b'neihem. And there are very delicate hints that this is discussing the Melech HaMashiach. And the Mekubalim of generations posed a question, Emeshun Nikukashin. Because in Divrei Hayomim, in the last sefer that was written, Divrei Hayomim, this piece of history is repeated in the same words almost. It says, Ve'elu ha-melochim asher molchu be'eretz Edom, lefnei melach melech b'nei Yisrael. And it repeats itself, there was a king that rose and died. And it says seven kings. And when it comes to the eighth one, it says Vayomos, and he died. Vayomos Hadar. And the question was, since we have the Kabbalah, that Hadar refers to Melech HaMashiach, how can Chas v'Sholem say in the Torah, how can the Torah say Vayomos Hadar? And this is a question which was asked by the great Mekubalim of all generations. And Maharis Sarug, the great Talmud of Ari HaKadosh, not the great Talmud, one of the great Talmudim, said in this language, and he says, Moshe yoda bedufko delibo. Ezra lo yoda bedufko delibo. To translate into English, Moshe heard the heart beating. Ezra did not hear the heart beating. To explain it in my words, if the mashal you have a king, you usually use the mashal of a king who had a one and only precious, precious son. Everything the king had and everything he wanted was his son should grow up and take over the kingdom. And as days went by, one day the prince went very sick. And he became sick and sicker. Until one day they came into the king and they said, Adoni HaMelech, your child died. And there was one doctor. The doctor, he's died. They said he's dead. There was one doctor who was obviously, his chushim, his feelings were very, very delicate. And he listened closely to the heart. Adoni HaMelech, my great king, the child is not dead. There is still a heartbeat. Ezra HaSefer, there wasn't a mistake. Ezra HaSefer saved prophecy. A day will come when Vayomos, when Am Yisrael will be in such a faint, will be in such a faint situation that someone, a regular doctor, will say, Vayomas, he is dead. Moshe Yoda Beduzko Deliba. Moshe Rabbeinu, he had deeper insights, and he felt that there's still something living. The heart is still beating. And obviously, if the heart is beating, you can revive the child and bring it back to his complete health. As we wished for him way in the past. Rabbi Sai, what is the Dufka Daliba? We live in a generation, and I think many of us realize it today. If we look at Am Yisrael as a whole, many of us look around in their own homes. But let us look for a moment in the Am Yisrael as a whole. Today the Jewish people have, B'li Ayin Hara, have came here but 14 million people. What percent of Jewish people ever heard of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? Today we all witness, and in Eretz Yisrael and America I imagine also, hundreds and thousands, maybe millions, hundreds of thousands of our brothers and sisters coming back from Russia who never heard of the Yom Kippur, never heard of Shema Yisrael. All the millions of Yidden all over the United States, all over Europe, all over the world. I was not long ago in Santiago, Chile. They have here a Jewish school. 1,000 Jewish children. 1,000 Jewish children. A Bet Sefer Yehudi, a Jewish school in Santiago, Chile, where I happen to have visited many times. And a very choshev yid from Toronto set up a koil there. And as you go light, when they sit and learn, Baruch Hashem, they decided to try to do something for the community. And they went to the school to try to find some Yiddish, to try to make some classes for Yiddish kinder. Out of 1,000 children, Rabbi Yisai, it was, they couldn't find, to count on our fingers, kosher Jewish children. The hundreds and hundreds of Jewish children with goyish and mothers, mamzerim, every psu, every child in the world. Vayomos! All over the world. And Ezra said that they will come when Vayomos, there will be such a saint. It's dead. And when we look into our circles, And Baruch Hashem, we see that it's living. But then there is a hadar. There is a beauty. And we go into a Yiddish home today, and we ask the husband, we ask the wife, do you keep a beautiful Jewish home? Of course. Like your great-grandfather? No. You ask today Yiddish mama, first a Yiddish shtip, or be the baba? No. Why not? Vayomos hadar. That beauty is dead. That ancient beauty, the greatness of once, hadar, is dead. Today is today, and once was once. Moshe Yoda Bedusko de Libo. Moshe Rabbeinu told us that there is a very deep heartbeat that we can live with the hadar of once. And Abayisai, what I came to introduce my idea this morning is Bezer Hashem. What is the heartbeat that keeps us living with the beauty of once, the yearning for that past? The Tisha B'Av. When a Jew sits on the floor, he puts on his sneakers and he realizes, I wish, alavai, I yearn for the hadar, for the beauty of once. Then there is still a heartbeat. There is still a connection to that once, to that past. The Tisha B'Av is the Shabbos Nachamu. Because if you are still yearning for that past, then it exists in your life. Then the day will come when Moshe Rabbeinu will bring us back to that past. But the moment the Chas V'Sholem, that yearning is severed, then it's Vayomos, Hadar is dead. And Tisha B'Av is the great Yom Tov when Am Yisrael give expression. Because when Pesach comes, we discuss Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim was a past. Ze'eli Vanvei we saw in the Yam Suf was once. But today we don't see Ze'eli Vanvei. Our Shavuos, when the heavens opened, was on Vav Sivan. On Sukkot, we were in the canopy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On Chanukah and on Purim. And the greatest of all wonderful days is Tisha B'Av. That tells us that that beauty of Pesach, that greatness of Shavuos, the love of Sukkot, the Nisim of Chanukah and of Purim, are still with us today through Tisha B'Av. Because we are hoping for that greatness, we're yearning for that greatness, and you cannot hope and yearn for something which you have no part in. It's impossible. And therefore Tisha B'Av actually is the day that produces the Shabbos Nachamu. And here is where we, in our final generation, and we see that things are coming to an end, even though no one really knows. We're waiting for Mashiach every day today. No one knows, really. But we're hoping, we're waiting. And we see that Tisha B'Av is so different today from the past. Just to mention a small little story of Napoleon. Famous story, Napoleon was walking the streets of France, and he hears from a little house there, he hears crying, hysteric, and he sends one of his soldiers to see what happened. And the fellow comes back and he doesn't know the soldier doesn't know what to say. He says, what happened? I see people sitting on the floor, crying. I asked them what happened. 2,000 years, I had a temple, was burnt. Can't figure it out. I don't know. And Napoleon, who was a smart person, and very, very excited, and he says, I swear that there's hope for these people. If after 2,000 years you could keep up this hope, And let us talk a little practical, Rabbi Yisai. I think if Napoleon would have walked by any of our shuls in Borough Park today, or in Bnei Brak today, I don't think he would be terribly frightened by the cries and the screams that go out of the shul, and he'd be running in to see what happened, sending the soldiers to see what happened. I don't think that our Ezes Nashim today, the cries and the hysteric for our Ezes Nashim today would invoke anyone's excitement, anyone's interest to know what happened. I once expressed it in such a language. When you go to a chasana and you see everyone dancing, you can't tell who's the mechut. But they're called mechut, he's the one who's paying for the photographer. If you see someone whose face is, you know, is really a wrinkled face, you know he's probably the father of the kallah or the father of the chasana. But if you see that, you see someone in the riddle and you know he's dancing, he's all excited, he's catching hold of the chasana, then you have no reason to say that that's the brother of the chasana. It could be the bacher. Could be he even got the mixed up his invitation. Could be his chasana tomorrow. You know, sometimes it happens. He's dancing. What's the difference? When you go Rachmana Tzlan to a funeral and you see someone is crying away, then you know he's someone very close. By a chasana and a simcha, it's very hard to give expression, to know from expression who is very close. In a time of despair, you can tell very clearly who is close and who is far. And it's something, one of the things that we have to give thought about. That we in our generations, one of the greatnesses that we lost, more than anything else, was our Tisha B'Av. The fountains of tears in good situations. I'm not talking about Rachmana Litzlan in days when Yiddish people had their modern Tisha B'Av. But even in when Jewish people were tranquil, a Tisha B'Av came and rivers of tears flowed from our shuls. And today in our generation, when one of our greatest losses is the Tisha B'Av, we go through Tisha B'Av with dried-out eyes. Sometimes you can see someone with a little moist when you come to Aser Harugim Malchus or the Ben and the Bat of Rabbi Shmuel. But that yearning, that greatness, the contact, the heartbeat of Yiddish Kinder, which always attached us to the once, to the past, to the beauty, to the hador, to the beauty of once, that was that fountain of tears, that little rivulet, that's actually what attached us to the greatness of once. And today, one of the greatest tragedies of our generation, that we stopped yearning for the great beauty of Am Yisrael in the past. Today we live in a generation, we look at Yiddishkeit, and Baruch Hashem, of course, Yiddishkeit is growing, Yiddishkeit is expanding. We see our children growing. In past generations, we were told, maybe some of us even saw, Lichtbenchen by Yiddish mother was a moment of Kedusha, a moment that rivers of tears, if you'll take together all the Lichtbenchen of our grandmothers, Hit my Yankele is a Zayin Ayid, in all situations of Yiddish Kinder, one of the fountains that was so dried up in the drought of our modern generation. That cry of a Yiddish mother for children, Tamid HaChomim, And many of the reasons is because we see our situation. We see our chinuch, our yeshivas, our bes yankis. We're not worried. We're satisfied. Of course, chas v'shalom, things can happen. But by nature, if you send a child to the yeshiva, as the Rebbe Lubavitcher says, if you put a groom into Shir Aleph, in yeshiva Tzela, in 3 years he becomes a bach in the kibbutz. It's just a matter of time. The children grow naturally. Baruch Hashem, there's chinuch, Baruch Hashem, everything is wonderful. And we reached a time, never was there a situation the Jewish people tranquil, happy, satisfied with our Yiddishkeit. I'm not talking chas v'shalom about gashmis, but olam haz. Over here we're yearning, especially the last few years, last year or two. Yiddishkeit. And the greatness of the Yom Tov of Tisha B'Av, the heartbeat of Hadar, of that ancient beauty, the heartbeat of that ancient beauty, is becoming more and more silent. And one of the very, very terrible reasons is because taka we forget. We don't know. We don't think of the ancient beauty of Yiddishkeit. Many of our situations today, we express ourselves, that's the way things are today. But Chazal tell us that Hadar didn't die. I'd like to discuss a little point. This Tisha B'Av, I was in, where I live in Ofakim, in Eretz Yisrael, in the Negev. It's something which American Jewish people will appreciate my cry, but not with the excitement. You know, things when things are new, it hits you by when things explode, and you're very excited. I spoke in the shul, a lot of people came around. Now Tisha B'Av. I discussed something which in Eretz Yisrael especially, and America, it's not such a new problem. In Eretz Yisrael, it's something which hit us by surprise, just the last year or two. Something which everyone knows. But I spoke as introduction. In the Chazal tell us, B'chol dor v'dor, baskol yoytze mehar choyres. Every day there's a bas koil, there's a voice from heaven that goes out of Har Sinai. And it cries and says, Oylehem lebriya ismael boinu shol Torah. And we all know the famous question, who is zeicha to hear this bas koil? And if no one hears it, then what's it for? And the answer is, Ihu lechoze mazichoze. You don't hear it, but every Yiddish kind, very, very often we have a hearing true, we want to be better. That is the basko which is talking to our heart. But really, a basko, Hashem talks to us in very many languages. In the previous generations, there was nevuah. Anovi heard Hashem's voice, b'chush. After the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, there was a basko. And today, no one hears the bas koil. No one that we know. But still, Hashem is talking to us. There is a bas koil. Because Hashem has many ways of, just like in Yiddish they say, Oy beres anonte versteht mit der Wunk. If you're close, then you understand with a wink. And we must know that things that go on in generations, is actually a baskum and Hashemayim. The Bechon of Asaman, before the great Chorban of 40 years ago, used to scream and used to say that when the Nevi'im were in existence, when we had prophets by Yiddish Kinder, and Hashem wanted to speak to us, Hashem used as a mouthpiece our great prophet Yirmiyahu HaNovi, Yeshayahu HaNovi. And today he used to say, When Hashem wants to speak to us, He uses as a mouthpiece Shayla Yisrael. And He used to say, if you want to know what Hashem is screaming, then listen to what is in the mouth of the Jew, haters. And He was saying this before the Holocaust. And He says, don't, when you hear Him, Yimach Shema Hitler speaking, at Hashem speaking. And it's very interesting. I once heard a lecture from Victor Miller. Beautiful, beautiful. He said it, I'll tell you, you know, very, very short excerpt from it. If we would have heard, today we look back at the chukim, at the laws, that the anti-Semitic Germany inflicted on the Jewish people 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 20 years before the Holocaust. It's just mind-boggling to see. Mamash, you cannot differentiate. Whether it's Hitler speaking, or Lahavdil, whether it's Yirmiyahu HaNavi speaking, or whether it's Yishayahu HaNavi or Moshe Rabbeinu speaking. There was a law in Germany 10 years before the Holocaust, when the racist German, the white race, there was a law that no Jewish man or no Jewish woman can intermarry with a German. There was a law in Germany that the Jewish people cannot learn in German schools. Only in a cheder. Isn't that beautiful? And then the end of it was a law that Jewish people cannot live in houses, only all Jewish houses. This is Mashiach. This is Mashiach, Rabbi Yisrael. Only marry Jewish people, send your children to cheder. Only come together in a Beis Medrash. Only live with Jewish neighbors. This is Mashiach. And Hashem was screaming to the Jewish people, but just change the mouthpiece. Instead of using Yirmiyahu HaNavi, Hashem used Hitler Yimach Shemo as a mouthpiece. B'chol dor v'dor, b'chol yoyim v'yem, basko yetzim mahar choyrit. And I'll just bring this as an example, that many of us, if we have ears, we have our chushim adelik, we have to hear these messages from Min HaShemayim. And Hashem is talking to us. When there was the Shechita Gzeri, when there was a law against Shechita on human, and in Poland there was a terrible, terrible problem, the government banned Shechita. A lot of people that were eating kosher started eating treif. A lot of people lost their panoses. It was a terrible situation. And Mashgiach Rabbi Yerucham Levavitz from Mir Yeshiva, said a shmus in the yeshiva. And he said, we look at this there as anti-Semitism. And of course it is anti-Semitism. But we have to have the true appreciation, what is this there telling us? And he says as follows. Chazal tell us that the Beis HaMikdosh was destroyed with Siluk HaShechina. Hashem went back. Hashem returned to the heavens. And Hashem returned to the heavens from when Hashem came to us. Chazal tell us, Bo Moshe v'arid al ha'aretz. Or the Rishon sent Hashem back. And Hashem came generation after generation, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yankov, until Bo Moshe v'harid al ha'aretz. Moshe Rabbeinu brought the Shechina to us with the Torah. And when Hashem returned to Har Sinai, in the time of Churban Beis HaMikdash, Hashem returned to the heavens. Hashem took the Torah back with Him. Malkeo v'sareho bagoyim ein Torah. The greatness, the beauty of Torah that we once possessed isn't anymore. Mishmes Rebbe Gamliel batel kovod haTorah. Mishmes Rebbe Meir batel Moshe Misholim. Mishnignas Sefer Yuchsim. Many expressions in Chazal that we lose Torah. And we have to realize, as generations go by, If we don't grasp our Torah, we lose it. If we don't grasp our mitzvahs, we lose them. And Rabbi Yochanan said in those days, he said, when we, Jewish people, when we are Mishrashel, in the mitzvahs of Kedusha, Hashem takes back the mitzvahs. When there was a gzera against Shechita, it's because we did not appreciate the Kedushas Yisrael that there is in Macholas Asuras, and Hashem takes the mitzvah back. We're losing the mitzvah. The mitzvah is being returned to heaven. It's a bas kol yoytzei mehar choyres. And Chazal tells us, b'chol yoyim v'yoyim bas kol yoytzei mehar choyres. Hashem talks to us in many different languages. And one of the most famous languages is, look what's going on in the world. And I'd like to stop for a moment. As an Eretz Israel Jew. Again, in America, it's a problem 1,000 times worse. But I'd like to give my own feeling as an Eretz Israel Jew. This last 2 years, there was a thundering baskel in Eretz HaKodesh that never was in Eretz Israel and was very, very severe in America and all over the world. When today, Baruch Hashem, hundreds of thousands of Russian Jews are coming to Eretz Israel. And Baruch Hashem, Yiddish Kinder, without any inkling of Judaism, absolutely the communism did a wonderful job. Don't know Yom Kippur, have no feeling for anything. No feeling for anything. But there's a severe problem. That great percentage of them, maybe 30 or 40%, come with goyish wax. Terrible problem. Where I live in a town called Ofakim. And Baruch Hashem, we have a whole setup. And we carve the people as much as we can. Of course, not as much as we can, but we try. And I learned in the Kol in the afternoon, every day, several Russian Jews. And we just now made, just before Erev, Erev Tisha B'Av, day before Erev Tisha B'Av, on Thursday, we made a siyum, our kohel made a siyum of the Sechus B'Av Metzia, and together with our siyum was three Russians, one of them is a doctor, very intelligent people, that made the siyum on Chumash Bereishis. They come every day to learn Chumash Bereishis, and they learn and they keep the mitzvahs. And one of these three wonderful Jews, his wife is a goy. And the children are going. And many, and always, whenever we try to look at a family, you don't know who the family is. And it's Israel, this is a new situation. Because all over the world, you know that the percentage of intermarriages is just boggling. The Jewish people are becoming, Rahman al-Islam, it's a holocaust. Eretz Israel, with all its secularism, but it was pure Jewish. And just 5-6 years ago, when the government started making parties and all kinds of things between the Jews and the Arabs, are absolutely a mixture of Jews and of Goyim, and the greatness of the Jewish people, the Yichus, the purity of the Jewish people is being destroyed in Eretz Israel like we never was before. Shivtei Yisrael la'edus yoh. That Yud Kei, that Chasima that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave when we went out of Mitzrayim. When Chazal tell us that the Goyim says, why did you pick this Jewish people? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Heviu Sefer Yichuschem. Bring your Sefer Yuchasin. Can you trace yourself to your ancestors? Until this very day, one of the great differences between the Jewish people, one of the great differences with any other people in the world, is their ancestry. Today, every Yom Tov, every day in Eretz Israel, You have hundreds and thousands of people picking up their hands, Asher Kedushanu B'Kedushaso Yishal Aharon. We are a descendant, this goes back 4,000 years. And many of us have Ksav Yichus today. One of them is myself, I'm not a Kohen. I have a Ksav Yichus. I have names till the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi was the daughter of the son of the base of the Shara Ephraim. The Shara Ephraim had a Ksav Yichus to Aharon HaKohen. I am have a Ksav Yichus to Aharon HaKohen 4,000 years. Generation after generation. And this was the secret of the Bechir of HaKadosh Baruch, of the Jewish people. The purity of family, of Yiddish family. And today, in all the world, it's so destroyed. What we kept pure for thousands of years. And Eretz Yisrael, till this very day, was still kept pure. And today, such an Erev Rav, that within several years, we won't know what's going on. Abba Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, you know, there are many Mekarvim today. Chazara B'tshuva. In 10 years from now, you'll look for the best bachur in the yeshiva. For your daughter, you won't know who he is. The best bachur in the yeshiva, you won't know who his mother is. And this is a baskoil. For us, for the close-knit Jewish community, it is telling us, and we know, that every sickness comes from the heart. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us we have something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being tevea us. Rabbi Yeruchel the Mashgiach, when there was a gzera against Shechita, he spoke in Miri Yeshiva. In Miri Yeshiva, no bachur ate nevelis. But Rabbi Yeruchel said, we are at fault. It is the heart of the Jewish people that there's something lacking that makes this terrible Holocaust outside. And it's very interesting, I want to tell you something which I saw that day on Shabbos Erev Tisha B'Av. Very interesting, I saw it the first time in Parshas Bolok, in the end of Parshas Bolok, the terrible episode of Zimri ben Solu, the Nasi of Shimon that took a Goyish and Midyonis, and it says in Tosik, Vehem Boichin Pesach Oyel Moed. Pinchas was the Kanoi. We with Moshe Rabbeinu, they were crying. They were crying. And Chazal tell us, why were they crying? And it says in Targum Yonasan ben Uzziel, Vehem Boichin V'Koyrim Shema. Moshe Rabbeinu and his group were crying and saying Shema. If they were crying, I understand why they were crying. But why were they saying Shema? How does Shema Yisrael come into this picture? I will leave the true explanation for the Rabbonim, or maybe for any one of the Rebbetzins, to say Pshat. But I would like to say, in my appreciation, why were they saying Shema? Because the purity of the Jewish family is the actual attachment between Hashem and the Jewish people. All over the Torah, Judaism is a marriage. All over the Torah. It's admitted by the Sfardim on Shavuos. On Shavuos morning, they read a Ksubet. A Ksubet. Shavuos is a Chasana. And they have a ksuba between Hashem, the Chosin, and our Jewish people, the Kala, a ksuba. And Shir HaShirim, that great argument between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hincha Yofer HaYosi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us. Hincha Yofer HaYosi Af Noim. Hinoch Yofer HaYosi, and we say, no Hashem, Hincha Yofer. That great argument, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you are beautiful, we say, he is beautiful. And we're both right. The Jewish people are beautiful, and Hashem is beautiful. It's a love, it's a marriage between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people. And that terrible day, when Moshe Rabbeinu and the Jewish people saw that outside of that circle, outside, of course outside, there is an intermarriage, that there must be within us something lacking in that echod, in that oneness between us and Hashem. And they said, Shema Yisrael. Because the Shema Yisrael, there was a dent in the Shema Yisrael. Because this mitzvah, the purity of the Yiddish Yichus, this is what the Shema Yisrael is dependent of. Yisrael, afal pi shechotah Yisrael hu. But Rachmana is not a Jew that outmarries. His children are out. It's the only way that a person can disattach himself from Yiddishkeit, absolutely, is through intermarriage. But Moshe Rabbeinu within, when he saw that one of the Rishayim far away could do such an act, then he says, we have to look at our own Shema Yisrael. There is something wrong with us. Rachmon Islam, someone's fingers don't work. There's something wrong in the heart and the brain. It's 95% not wrong with the fingers. When we see it in the outside, we have to realize it's way, way deep inside in the beauty of, in the core of Yiddishkeit. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu, when he saw what Zimri Ben Sola was doing, he says, Shema Yisrael, to be mechazik, that Shema Yisrael. And when we in our generation, this year, when we see this terrible situation that never existed in Israel especially, and has become worse and worse in the United States and all over the world, that the Shiv Peyoh, that the core of connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people is becoming so damaged, is becoming so destroyed, that we have to come back to our Shema Yisrael. Where are we holding in the Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echod? And here is where the Tisha B'Av comes in, as we said before. Because, as we had mentioned, Yiddishkeit, Judaism, is explained in the Torah thousands of times as a marriage. As a marriage between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people. There are many loves in the world. There is Mi'itin Lecha Ka'ochli. There is the love of brothers. There's the love of a parent. A mother to a child. It's extreme love, a mother to a child. A father will take his coat off and put on his child in a midwinter day. Parents gave away their lives literally for the children. Literally. But there is a very special love between a connection between an Ishus. Let's not discuss the many Mesholim, why Judaism is Dafka Ishus. One of them, very special one of them, is the connection between parents and children, the connection between brothers and sisters, the feeling of this connection is different times during the lifetime, during the day sometimes. If I'm standing at this standard, and I would ask this audience, does anyone know if I have parents? Baruch Hashem, I have wonderful parents. My father's Angazon, and my mother both in Los Angeles today. Baruch Hashem, my father is a God, will be a Surah, learns Torah all day. My mother's a Tzadik, is my mommy. Let's not discuss my mommy now. My mother's a real Tzadik, is Be'emes. My mother learned by Sarah Schneer in Kroker. But I don't think anybody here knows that I have parents. I'm not standing here. My status is not depending whether I have parents or not, have children or not, have a brother or not. You don't know if I have brothers or sisters. When you see someone, you know if he's married. It's a chotemet. It's a trend in a person that gives him when a person is married, it can be 5,000 miles away from his wife. She is a married woman and he is a married man. The kesher, the connection is a 24-hour, 365 days connection. Judaism is a marriage. Yiddishkeit is something which is practiced 365 days of a year. The Torah is divided into Ramach Ivorim v'Shesag Yidin. We have 613 mitzvahs. And there's a very special reason for this number. Because it's 365 days and 248 limbs in the person. Because our attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in every day, in every moment, in every limb, in every situation. Our attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not in the shul, is not in the Beis Medrash, is when we eat, when we sleep. Every situation a person in Yiddishkeit is attached to Hashem. And another very, even more important insight, because Ishus is emphasized by Yichud. The most important insight of Ishus is only Yichud. The love between a couple isn't so important as the Yichud, and by the fact that he is her one and only. Chas v'sholom, there's no Yichud, there's no Ishus. The Yisayid of Judaism is the Echod of Judaism. And Echod does not mean, it's not so dependent on how many Averis we do, how many mitzvahs we do. That's not the point of Yiddishkeit. Maybe I'm exaggerating. But it's not so dependent how stark a Yid does. But the moment a Yid is dedicated to Yiddishkeit, and this is what holds his life, this is his chavika. He lives Yiddishkeit. He's attached to Yiddishkeit. He's interested in Yiddishkeit. That is Yiddishkeit. And maybe let me introduce Rabbeisa. When we live in these United States, and we live in our modern world, and we hear of intermarriages, 40%, 50%, 60%, 70%, some places 80%. When the Jewish people are becoming destroyed, as what never was in our history. Maybe we have to read our Kriyat Shema. Maybe we have to realize that we practice Yiddishkeit Baruch Hashem. But there is something in the Yichud. When we live in a country, when everything around us is beautiful, everything around us talks to us, we utilize everything that we are given, whether it's politics, whether it's enjoyment, whether it's the styles, whether it's the interests. We live in a country. Besides, we are Yidden. I went, Baruch Hashem, to a good school. Yiddish Cheder Baruch Hashem. We had English, we had Hebrew. I remember the principal, the English principal. Oh, Nishkin from a Yid. And he would taught from the way, from day one. Today Baruch Hashem, it feels a little different than the Cheder. I'm talking about 35 years ago. You have to be good Jews and good American citizens. I'm not against it, Rabbi Yisai. I'm not saying we shouldn't be good American citizens. But when we live in a country that everything had become so part and partial of our lives. So part and partial of our lives, our children's lives. Everything, all our surroundings. We live in a country, we live in a generation that the communication is so promoted. And we say to ourselves, Vayomos Hadar, that beauty of our great grandmother who lived in a shtetl und sie hat nicht gewusst von kein Sachnisch, she didn't know from anything. She knew her Tzenerene, she knew her Tehillim, she knew her Shabbat like a Chalis, she knew her gefilte fish. Let's not to discuss the greatness of mind. No one can describe the enjoyment of life, the beauty, the insight, the greatness, how when they picked up their eyes and they saw worlds of Hashem. But let's just talk about the Echot. And I'm trying to introduce that this terrible situation outside of us, that the connection between Hashem and the Jewish people is becoming so destroyed. Maybe Hashem is telling us that within the core of the Yiddish communities, we are losing this Echot. And we, as Yiddish Kinder, have to reread our Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echot. I always say this, Rabbi Zayt. One of the beauties of Judaism, is the variety of Judaism. Every person loves variety. I always look with Rachmanis on a friar. I live in the town and we have friar neighbors. I'm talking about a goy, a friar. Such Rachmanis. It comes a Pesach. What do you do on a Pesach on a holiday? You go on a tour. In Israel, this is very famous, it's you. And Shavuos comes. What do you do on Shavuos if you're a friar? You go on a tour. And what do you do on Rosh Hashanah? You go on a tour. And what do you do on Yom Kippur? You can't get a taxi in Israel, but if you have your own car, you go on a tour. And on Sukkot, you have vacation, you go on a tour. And on Hanukkah, you go on a tour. Rachmanis. And by us, there's so much variety of Pesach. The cleanliness, the tiring of Pesach, the Shavuos, the excitement. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. Everything is a different belt. Could you imagine on Hanukkah someone singing Vehi Shayam Da Vehi Shayam? Now it's Hanukkah. Now it's Moyo Sir Yeshua. There's so much variety. And in our, we have so many beautiful tzaddikim, so many stories. You have Hasidish kinds of stories, Litvish kinds of stories. And you walk into a Yiddish house, like Emma said, Echt Yiddish house. You see, I don't want to mention names, Snow White and Cinderella. Are we so hungry? Don't we have what to feed our children? Is our Yiddishkeit so colorless? Don't we have variety for our children? Our tzaddikim, our tzidkaniyasim, isn't there enough color? And we have to amuse ourselves. We have to go out and see and hear and read. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod. That greatness, that Echod that the Jewish people keep alive for 4,000 years. The Echod, the one. We found everything between Hashem. We all come to shul on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Many Chazanim have a minig. I heard great Yidden. On Rosh Hashanah, the Chazan before Musaf and Yom Kippur, 3 days a year. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. And before then he says, Hinni ha'oni mimaz. Everyone with his nusach. And there's a very expressible word there. But the Chazan usually screams, Shaddai! To the Shem's name. And Chazal say the interpretation of this word is Shaddai be'elohusi l'chol beryo. Shakai means, Hashem says, I am, my elokus is enough. L'chol beryo, for every creation. What do you need, Hashem says, besides my beauty? And we're looking for something else. Rabbi Yisrael, excuse my marshal. I'm talking to Gedolei Torah. Excuse my marshal. Imagine a chosn walking down the aisle. And the kala is in front of him. Achasi yoynosi v'tamosi. And he's looking at the girls. Oy, how disgusting. Oy, how disgusting. Hashem says, die by the kusi lechol beri. We are a chosn kala. We are a chosn kala. And we look aside, we see American culture, all kinds of beautiful cultures. Achasi yainosi tamosi. Hincho yofer ayosi, we say to Hashem. And Hashem says, my name is Shakai. Die! Beluhusi lechoberia. Aren't I beautiful enough for you, Hashem tells us. Isn't my Torah colorful enough for you, Hashem tells us. And this beauty of the Jewish people, this is called in the Torah's Lashon Hadar. And Ezra HaSofer says, Vayomot Hadar, a day will come when Hadar will die. When Jewish people will say the ancient beauty was, but today, of course, Yiddish, but without Hadar. Moshe Yoda Beduvko Delibo. Moshe Rabbeinu tells us Hadar is living. And what is the heartbeat of Hadar, Tisha B'Av? That yearning to that ancient beauty, to the day of our Chasna. But Chazal tell us in the day of our Chasna, Chazal tell us Tzipor Lo Tziftes, when Hashem said, Meicha Hashem Elokecha, no bird chirped, no animal gave voice, Chayos HaKodesh was silent, and there was a yichud between Hashem and Am Yisrael. No one interrupted between us. And we say, Hu yashmienu barachmav shenis, we're yearning for that beauty, for that Beis HaMikdosh, for that bayis, for that canopy. And this yearning is the heartbeat that keeps us alive and tells us Hadar is still living. To the extent that we appreciate a Tisha B'Av, we have a Shabbos Nachamu. Tisha B'Av and Shabbos Nachamu, they are united. Because if there's no Tisha B'Av, if you are not yearning, if you find yourself comfortable in your new situation, then there's no Nachamu. You don't need a Nacham, you don't have a Nacham. But we can yearn for that Hadar. We can realize that the heartbeat of Hadar is still existing. We can today not only live Yiddishkeit with Negei Torah Mitzvahs. We can keep our homes. We can keep them beautiful. We can keep them Echod. We can say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod. And as I mentioned before, there was a bas kol screaming from heaven. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says there is something wrong with the chitun, there is something wrong with our core connection. Let us come back and say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod. This is the Shabbos Nachamu. We can revive this kesher. We can mechazek this tie. Call it Mesavar Yerushalayim. The more we yearn to Yerushalayim, Zeche V'roya V'nechmoso, this is the Nechome, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shemezakos, very, very quickly, Mishasim Mashiach Tzadik.
Shalom. כל הלשון מפיצת תקליטורים, ובהם שיעורים במבחר נושאים, במחיר 2 שקל לתקליטור, מכיל 40 שעות שיעור, כמו כן, תקליטורי DVD המכילים כ-330 שעות שיעור. ניתן להזמין תקליטורים או תקליטורי DVD במשרדי כל הלשון, 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דור אלקטרוני cdstrudel@kohl.com. אם ברצונכם לפתוח תחנה להתנת נגנים או להפצת תקליטורים, תוכלו ליצור קשר עם משרדי כל הלשון. ניתן לקבל בדואר אלקטרוני או בפקס את רשימת השיעורים הקיימת בכל הלשון. לקבלה בפקס, הקישו 03-617-1111, הקישו 0 עם הכניסה למערכת, ולאחר מכן 5 ופעלו לפי ההוראות. לקבלה בדואר אלקטרוני, שלחו הודעה ל-L, strudel@kohl.com. שיעורי קול הלשון נמסרים על ידי הרבנים במאמץ ובהגיעה. אם ברצונכם לסייע לרבנים מגידי השיעורים או למוסדות התורה בהם הם מלמדים, תוכלו להעביר כסף ישירות לרבנים על פי בחירתכם. הוצאות אלו מוכרות לצורכי מס כהוצאות, וכן כתרומה מוכרת בכל העולם. תוכלו להתקשר למשרדי קול הלשון 02-581-6622 או להשאיר הודעה בכתובת המייל d.strudel@kohl.com. תודה וכל טוב.